You ever walked with God? Oh, I don't mean, do you know about him? And the person in this auditorium doesn't know about him. I don't mean, have you ever called on him when you were in trouble? There are a lot of people who use God as a fire escape. They have him on a shelf, and over top of that shelf is the words, say, to be used in case of an emergency. I don't know what your concept of God is. Maybe you think he's some gray-haired old man that sits up in the back seat of heaven, ready and willing and able to stamp out anybody who has a little bit of fun. My friend, that isn't God. No. God wants to walk with you, and you need to walk with him, because he made you, and he made you with a place in you that can't be filled by anything else other than his presence. And you can try to substitute, and you can try to put things in that place, but it'll never fit. They'll never work. Over time, they may satisfy. But there is no peace, and there is no lasting joy. There is no purpose in life that can possibly equal a life that's walked with God. You know how I know? Because I did what the Bible said. I tasted and I found that the Lord is good. Would you listen to this one more time? Close your eyes for a moment. I'd like to have you make a little sanctuary right there where you're sitting. Maybe you never did it before. But right there where you're sitting, I want you to think for a minute. Have you ever walked with God? I mean, really, have you ever got acquainted with him through his son? If you haven't, you can tonight. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. In just a moment, I'm going to pray. I wonder how many people there are across this auditorium. You say, Thurlow, when you pray in a moment, I wish you'd pray for me. I'd like to begin to walk with God tonight. I never really thought much about him, but tonight, more than anything else, I know I need him, and I'd like to begin to walk with him. I'd be glad to pray for you. That's the least I can do. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. You say, Thurlow, pray for me. I'd like to begin tonight to walk with God. Would you slip your hand up till I see it and then back down? That upraised hand says, God bless you, and God bless you, and God bless you. I see those hands. Just slip it up till I see it and then back down. That upraised hand simply says, Thurlow, pray for me. Remember me in prayer. I'd like to begin tonight to walk with God. Anyone else before I pray? Thurlow, pray for me. I'd like to begin tonight to walk with God. I don't know your name, but I'll see your hand, and I'd be glad to pray for you. And God sees your heart, and he knows the need, and he can meet that need. And I promise you he'll do that tonight if you'll meet him, if you'll get acquainted with him, if you'll give him an opportunity in your life. Thurlow, pray for me. I'd like to begin to walk with God. Slip your hand up, anyone else, before I pray. God bless you, and God bless you, young man, and God bless you, and you, and you, yes, God bless you. Who else? God bless you. Anyone else? Two ladies down there. Pray for that young man in the balcony, the young man to my left, and one in the middle over to my right. Dear God, I might have missed somebody's hand, but you didn't miss anybody. This I know. Because the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent eye of God sees all tonight. Bless every heart, and don't let anyone go away before that need's been met. For Jesus' sake, I pray. Amen. And I want to tell you one thing. We're going to go in just a moment. And the concert will be over. For those of you who raised your hand tonight, and you said by the upraised hand, Thurlow, pray for me, I'd like to begin to walk with God. I want to ask you to do something. As soon as we're finished, Some of our young people will be right over here in this section. And if you meant it when you raised your hand, why don't you slip up and you'll sit down together for just a few moments. Let them take their Bible and show you from the Word of God how to begin to walk with God. If you didn't mean it when you raised your hand, forget it. Don't come. God doesn't want to play games. But if tonight, more than anything else, you'd like to begin to walk with God, slip up right in this section right over here. 4, 5, 6 of us will be there. And just say, hey, I'd like to talk for a moment. And you can sit down together. There's nothing for you to join. We're not a part of religious denomination. We don't have any tricks, don't have any gimmicks. But we'd more than anything like to just sit down and show you how you can walk with God, and then you make your own decision. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've enjoyed being with you tonight. And I hope that we'll have the opportunity of coming to see you again. Of course, our records are still available in the lobby. I hope you'll get one. And be the good Lord willing, maybe we'll all meet again, if not down here, up there. And that great homecoming that Trish was talking about a few moments ago. Until that time, I want this song to be left in your heart.